Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Your hair looks lovely.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Your hair looks lovely, too.
Thank you. I'm getting it cut tonight. Look like a hippie.
How often do men have to go do that?
Once every 6 weeks.
Okay.
I go about once a month.
Okay.
When my wave starts turning into an actual, like, wave.
Yeah.
It's time for a cut.
I know.
What happened to the Flowbee?
A bigger part?
Did you ever have a Flowbee? It was that made for TV, you know, for $39.99. We'll send you, I'm going to need to hear the commercial, the Flowbee, and you've never looked so ridiculous. It looked like a vacuum that you put on a guy's head.
It was basically just a buzz cut with a vacuum attached
yes,
to it.
Yes, for the do-it-yourselfers at home. And it became like the clap on, clap off the clapper, you know, joke of the late 80s or early 90s.
But did they actually sell any Flowbees?
Let me look. I think you'd be surprised.
Sam, are you looking it up or am I looking it up?
I'm pulling up a commercial for you
right now. Because think about it. If you had little boys, how do you spell Flowbee?
Probably F-L-O-B-E-E.
That's it.
Oh, it's one word.
You know why it's B-E-E? Because it buzzes.
By the way,
that's real.
The product was advertised as being capable of performing hundreds of precision layered haircuts in frequently aired late night television infomercials.
It would come with a number of different attachments so that you could even do like the fade on the side of your head, which, no, by the way, isn't an actual fade.
By 2000, 2 million Flowbees had been sold. 2 million. And it was, they're right. This is one of those, call 1-800. And if you buy now, we'll send you a special attachment for women's hair.
For 9 easy payments of $29.99.
And the address was always Omaha, Nebraska.
Plus shipping and handling. That's because they had the most crossing phone lines in Omaha, Nebraska.
Is that right?
Yep.
I'll be darned. What, do you come out looking like Chet from Weird Science?
Okay. In 2020, this from TMZ. Ever since George Clooney revealed he cuts his own hair with the Flowbee,
that's a lie.
People started going to Flowbee so much, this is in 2020, that they are out of stock. The vice president of Flowbee, Troy Hunts, told TMZ back then that the actor's public shout out in support of the product last week resulted in sales jumping tenfold, and its website was so overloaded that customers were not able to complete their orders. Okay.
Welcome to the exciting world of Flowbee Precision Haircuts. Ah! In the next few minutes, we're going to show you how to achieve the kind of haircuts you've always wanted. Our motto? No hassle. No mess. Easy to do.
Our motto? You look like an idiot.
Just follow along with us in this video, and you'll be a happy Flowbee user too.
They even
Some people happen to have one length hair all over their head.
No.
And that just makes it a little bit quicker
for
them.
By the way, Sam, I thought this was $19.99. Oh my gosh, for the entire Flowbee system, guess. It looks like a vacuum hose. That's all it looks like.
Let me see the picture and I'll give you a year.
That's got the cost in it. Hang on.
Well, I don't care about the cost.
There's George Clooney holding one.
Commercials from 93.
Well, you just ruined the whole bit right there. I was supposed to guess what year.
Oh, there was a bit? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I told you. Well, it was back from the 90s. George Clooney mentioned in 2020.
Do you really believe that George Clooney used a Flowbee?
Yes, and here's why. Here's what we're forgetting.
He was paid for it.
It was coronavirus time. No one could get their hair cut. That is why. So if you think George Clooney is still using, what year was coronavirus?
Not 1993.
No. That's when the ad came through.
2020.
2020 was when Clooney came out and said, I'm using the Flowbee. Well, he was using the Flowbee because no one could find anyone to cut hair.
You don't think George Clooney could find anybody to cut his hair?
Cost was $100 for the Flowbee system. Limit one per customer, Scott.
Well, $40 a cut, you pay for that pretty quick.
Well, I guess.
By the way, for it, the fact that it was sold for like 20 years, and well, now 30 years, and they've only sold 2 million, those aren't very good sales.
It's not what we would call impressive.
Yeah.
I don't think it's...
That's like one per infomercial.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Well, it worked during coronavirus if you didn't know anyone to cut your hair.
It also
like
only,
if your wife wasn't a stylist.
You just let your hair grow.
Well, a lot of people did, yeah.
It also only works if you have the world's straightest hair. Like if I tried to use it.
We ought to buy one, Sam.
I would look like a meth addict.
Let's buy one for Sam for Christmas.
Look like a meth addict. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. A story here from the New York Post. Caught red pepper-handed. Excuse me, a DoorDash driver has been banned from the app after being accused of dousing an order with pepper spray.
Oh, God.
And causing an unsuspecting customer to fall ill after eating the tainted food. The sick act was caught on a doorbell camera outside of Evansville, Indiana, a home there, just after midnight on Sunday. The driver, who has not been charged with a crime yet, was dropping off an Arby's delivery to Mark Carden and his wife, Mandy, when she snapped a confirmation photo before suddenly producing an object from her pocket and spraying the order with pepper spray.
Why would anyone do that in the age of the Ring doorbell camera that you can see recording you when you walk up to anyone's porch?
The blue-haired worker, I don't know why that's important, but...
Well, it's important because they're easy to identify.
The blue-haired worker placed the spray back into her jacket before walking away, all of it in front of the camera.
You know what I mean? Like... Can you describe the woman for police officers? Yeah, she had blue hair. It narrows it down. I'm sorry it does.
Who orders Arby's after midnight?
Drunk people.
Huh?
Something tells me it was a situation where they put a promising tip on there to get somebody to take the order, and then, which is very controversial, you're allowed to take that tip away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So it's a big issue with Instacart is people will put like a $100 tip on their order so that all of the Instacart drivers will fight to get it.
Right.
And then they go, they pick up the groceries, and you can follow them on the app. And then whoever ordered it will say, oh, they're about 5 minutes from my house. I'm going to go ahead and lower that tip to a dollar. Sorry, I put some extra zeros in there.
But can you drop the tip after they drop it off or only right before they drop it off?
I don't know for certain, but I do believe that you can change it after they drop it off.
By the way, the husband says his wife, when she took a bite of the Arby's, was struggling to breathe. She couldn't breathe.
If you have asthma and you get near pepper spray, it could kill you.
Says Mark, husband, we live in a terrible world. Horrific. People are mean for no reason. There is no reason to do what she did. I would say to anybody, if you order food of any kind on a delivery service, make sure that you have a Ring doorbell.
Is this trend going to die?
No.
What trend?
the I'm going to order food and wait 90 minutes for it to show up because it's too inconvenient for me to get into my car and drive and pick it up in five minutes.
We had this conversation last night.
By the way, if you're drunk, I would prefer you not get in your car and go get it. Okay, and anyone ordering Arby's after midnight, Sam, there's no way those people were sober. I don't think you go to Arby's really. I'm not. I'm going to take that back. I think there are a large number of people after a certain hour that if Arby's orders or Taco Bell orders are coming in, it probably means one thing.
Careful what you say about the meats.
Generally. Generally.
That you're drunk or you have an obstruction?
You're about to have an obstruction and you're drunk. We ended the show yesterday with this crazy controversial Instacart story. Mm-hmm. I went directly home and talked to my daughter about it, talked to Johnny about it. We had this conversation over dinner last night. Because I am so sure that what Instacart has just gotten caught doing is illegal. And I want someone to change my mind, and you're not going to be able to change my mind.
Okay.
Basically, a think tank did a study with, 1,000 customers or something? It was a good sample size. They sent everyone to a Safeway or a Target. Those were the two stores they picked at random. And Target and Safeway did nothing wrong here. This is all a story about Instacart.
Right.
So they sent the customers onto Instacart to log on to bring food from Target and to log on and bring them food from Safeway. And they had the customers order the same items from the same store. It's actually a brilliant investigation. Like Fox 4 needs to do this story. So follow me here. If Scott logged on and ordered a bunch of bananas from this Target right here, and I logged on to Instacart and ordered a bunch of bananas, and then Sam logged on and ordered a bunch of bananas, what the study found was that there were wild swings in pricing for the exact same items from the exact same store. In one case, Instacart was charging people up to a 22% differential for peanut butter. So I would log on and get Instacart and say, hey, I want peanut butter. And it would ring in as $3.12.
Right.
But Scott might log on from the exact same store, say, I want peanut butter from Target, and it was ringing in $4.89.
Well, not the same physical store, not the same building.
They did do the same physical store, Sam.
Really?
One of the studies was in Spokane, Washington, and they picked one Target and one Safeway. So,
well, never mind. I thought it was the other
Everyone way. Yesterday was trying to say, well, there's surge pricing with Uber and there's surge pricing with DoorDash.
Which there is.
This is not surge pricing because those prices inside of a grocery store on this day, December 11th, are fixed. Today, if you walked over to Target right now, let's say peanut butter's $3.50. If you went in an hour later, Sam, peanut butter's going to, it's not like gasoline where it jumps once a day. I don't know when they update their prices, but it's not daily so that everybody's going to be different ordering the same thing. The accusation is Instacart is doing that based on your customer profile, how much they think you make.
That is correct.
Where they think you live.
That is correct.
I think the bigger crime, if there is a crime, I'm not really sure what the crime would be. But if there is a crime, I think the bigger crime is just simply charging more than what the store charges, because the perception is that you are placing a grocery order based on the prices within the store and then paying them a fee to bring it to you. You're not paying additional per item.
Why wouldn't you? If you go to a restaurant and you order, let's say you order a BLT,
yep.
Right?
And I order one and Sam orders one and you order one.
But back to what Sam was just saying. If I order a BLT at a restaurant, they're allowed to charge me more than the components of the BLT cost them.
Of course.
I mean, that's how they're going to make money.
Yeah,
you know that going into it. With this, the perception has always been, this: we're just bringing you your groceries. You're just buying the groceries from this store.
You really believe that?
That's been the perception.
Scott, if you had said to me that if I walked into Target and peanut butter was $3.50,
okay.
If I Instacarted at the exact same time with the exact same Target, instead of $3.50, it's $3.69, I would not be surprised that it's higher.
Because they're trying to make a little bit of a profit.
They're bringing it to me, right? Fine, I get that.
Okay.
That's not what they're doing here. They are charging different people different amounts throughout the day at the same store because they think you have more money than I do.
And they're probably right.
There's no way that is legal.
What would the crime be?
It's gouging the wealthier person, without question.
False advertising.
It has to be. There has to, you can't just willy-nilly charge.
False advertising is a civil offense, not a criminal offense.
You cannot charge willy-nilly different things.
Oh, we're way late.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me so mad. Call me and tell me why this is legal.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why, when you get caught doing something that is probably illegal, don't you just say, you know what, we did it, and own it? Two things, Sam, that we found out during the break. This study was brilliant by Consumer Reports. They did not leave it to chance and just tell Scott and Sam and Dana to go Instacart bananas at a random time from the same store, because that would be open to challenge, right?
Maybe it was surge pricing. Maybe right. It was a different store.
Listen to this. This is airtight, you guys. They took 437 shoppers in live testing across four cities. Researchers helped shoppers simultaneously add items from the same store to their Instacart carts without making the purchase. So they would somehow do, Sam, all right, on three, we're all going to press bananas. One, two, three. We plug in bananas. Now on three, we're all going to do Skippy, peanut butter, extra crunchy. This one. One, two, three. Everybody do it. Then they looked at what happened, and the prices varied widely. In fact, the report determined that there was an average of about a 7% difference in basket totals, which, by the way, for many people translates into an annual cost swing of $1,200. So Instacart knows they're screwed. They assemble a PR team overnight because this thing hit yesterday. Mm-hmm. And this is their response. Calling the price differences, quote, negligible. I'm sorry, I don't consider $1,200 a year negligible. Maybe you do. Instacart has hit back at the allegations while stopping short of denying the report's findings outright. In a company blog post published after the report came out, Instacart admitted to facilitating, quote, randomized online pricing tests with 10 retail stores. The company suggested that, yes, we did it, but the tests were part of an overall plan to double down on affordability and make services like Instacart accessible to more of you. These short-term randomized tests help us understand category-level price sensitivity so we can sustainably invest in lower prices where customers care about.
Yeah. So they were charging the guy in Western Shawnee the real price, but if you lived in Ropo,
yes. You
got the discounted price.
Can I break that down for you into layman's terms?
Please do.
Go ahead, push back. We'll charge you all more.
Right? They don't care.
Push back.
Yeah, we did it. Come at us.
I'm gonna ditto 7490 real quick. All of this is solved if people would get off their lazy asses and shop for themselves. Boom!
Name me
to the store.
Another company. I'll ask again. I asked last night. And surge pricing in an Uber doesn't count because you're taking one Uber. I'm taking a different Uber from another part of the city. This is people buying the exact same thing at the exact same time in the exact same store. And a company is discriminating based on where you live. Give me any other example.
How do they know where you... Well, I guess they would know because they have to drive it there.
They have your address.
Duh.
Well, and they can see where you logged in from. They can look at your previous order history and see, oh, this person drops about $400 or $500 per order.
Yep.
They probably have money. They can afford a little bit more.
Yeah, so their peanut butter is going to be $4. Sam, can you imagine you and I walk into Bass Pro Shop and we both are looking
for I can't imagine you ever walking into
It happened once. It was not pleasant. But you and I are both looking for the exact same fishing pole. And you and I at the same time walk up to the counter with the exact same fishing pole. And Bass Pro looks at you and says, look, you look like you know what you're doing. This is $49 for you because it says $49 on the tag. But lady, you, I don't know what the hell you're doing here. It's going to be $51. There's no way that's legal.
Car sales.
Not for the exact same car at the exact same time at the exact same dealership.
They would be willing. Let me rephrase that. Let me walk that one back. I would imagine that if you come in and you're a guy or a gal who seems to know what they're talking about when it comes to a car, a specific car, that the salesman or woman may be willing to rethink how tough they're going to be on you regarding that price. You come in and you act like you don't know anything about cars, because you don't. And you're wearing a mink coat, and you don't seem to know anything about what you're talking about. You're going to pay more for that car.
Close, but still not a good analogy, and here's why. But it's closer. Car pricing is not fixed, and we all know that when we go in. You know, you're going to get a rebate, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. The price.
There's a price on the car.
The price of peanut butter is fixed today, December 11th. If you go into Target, tell me what the price is of peanut butter. It's for the same peanut butter for everybody. It's $3.89.
Go over here to Shawnee Mission Kia. Look at one of their cars. There is a sticker in the window that tells you everything about it. And then on the bottom, it says $26,450.
You don't negotiate the price in store of peanut butter the way you negotiate the price of a car in a store.
And the text line is lighting us up for the lazy comments. How did these people get groceries before?
Well, a lot of people, Sam, if I may, elderly, it's a godsend. Instacart's a godsend.
I would guarantee you that the vast majority of people that use Instacart are not elderly.
I would argue that we need to focus. This is price gouging. That is illegal.
It's not price gouging.
Yes, it is. The reason for which you use this service is irrelevant.
Well, actually, the reason is the most relevant thing possible, because the only way for it to become price gouging is if it is a necessary commodity, which it is not.
Groceries are not a necessary commodity?
Not having them delivered to your home.
Fair point.
I still have yet to have anyone say to me where else in America you could walk into a store and they could legally look at you and say, we're going to charge you a vastly different price based on your zip code for the exact same product at the exact same store.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dan and Parks. So they did a study and found that Instacart, this is according to a story in the New York Post, apparently will do dynamic pricing based on where you live. So here's a local example. Let's say you live in Raytown and you order through Instacart, and I live in Leawood, and we both are ordering from the same grocery store. And you wanted Super Chunk Peanut Butter Jif, right? Instacart will charge the Raytown customer $3.99. The Leawood customer will be charged $4.89. If they ordered at the exact same time for the exact same product from the exact same store. And some people are saying that this is dynamic pricing. It should be illegal. You know, you're basically charging people based on their zip code. Oh, I live in the 66209.
Is it profiling?
Yes. Of course it is.
Maybe.
Profiling based on your perceived income, based on whether or not you have an iPhone instead of an Android.
And maybe I think...
How would they know that?
Oh, they know.
People keep trying to bring up services instead of
goods.
One of the reasons I'm so hung up on this is that groceries are a necessity, no matter how controversial the way you get them. That's not what this is about. And it's something that when you go into a store, there is a price tag right there. You expect to pay that price tag. This is fraud. You expect to pay what the peanut butter is. It's fraud. I guarantee you they're not making it lower than the in-store price.
You keep saying go in. Yeah, if you go in, that price isn't going to change. But you're not going in. You are using their service, and I would bet you $100 that there's something in their terms and conditions right now about fluctuating prices.
Well, and if there's
not,
there's going to be.
Sure as hell is today.
913-586-7798. Lisa in Overland Park. Lisa, hello.
Hi, I'm loving this conversation because I'm just, I see a little bit of both of what you're saying, but I feel like it's just basic economics. Whatever the market will bear is the price. So if you look at it, the peanut butter, for example, say Dana goes in and buys it on Monday, and I go in on Tuesday and it's on sale, so the price has changed. Is that fraud?
Lisa, they did this at the exact same point in time, the exact same second, the exact same store. Because, yes, prices from Monday to Tuesday change.
Yeah. No, and I hear your point, Dana. I just think it is a fantasy to think that that isn't really happening in everything. For example, if I go online to a particular retailer and look at a dress and someone in another city looks at the same dress, I would bet, I don't know this, but I would bet if we really were to sit and compare, there are a lot of differences in pricing. It's just kind of profile, as you were saying. Thanks, great conversation.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Appreciate that.
Would you feel different if they told you right at the point of purchase at Instacart, some of you are going to be charged more? I'm just going to tell you. And I would.
It's probably in the fine print.
If they had said it, like, look, we're running a little experiment and we may gouge you an extra $1,200 a year.
You said something a minute ago, and you're absolutely right, Dana. You said groceries are a necessity.
Yes.
That is true. How you get your groceries is not. And it would be gouging, for example, if it would be collusion. If, let's say, the Quick Trip over here on the corner, and there isn't anymore, but there was a Valvo gas station right down the street up until about 3-4 weeks ago. if they were getting together, the owners of the Quick Trip and the Valvo, and they were saying, hey, you know, I know the average price is like $2.70 a gallon. Let's go to $3.50, right? Gasoline is a necessity.
Yeah.
And, but where you get it is based more on convenience or location, right?
Yep.
But getting groceries is a necessity. You have to eat to live. If you drive, and we're going back to this conversation again for just a brief moment, if you drive to the grocery store and you and I walk down the aisle and we both grab the same item at the same time, the price is exactly the same.
Yes.
How you get your groceries is not a necessity.
Interesting point from the text line. And this is actually true. I've known a couple of Instacarters. They're effectively just a reseller. And I had already mentioned that the perception is that you're just buying the groceries and they're just bringing them to you. But the way the process works is not consistent with that. You go in as the Instacarter and literally buy those groceries on a card that Instacart gives you.
Yeah.
And then the person who made the order pays Instacart back plus fees plus a tip. So they're a reseller. In theory, they're just selling it for whatever the heck they want to sell it for.
Here's another example. A house is on the market for $250,000.
Okay.
Okay, that's the price. The price is $250,000. I come in and I say, I love this house. I'll pay you $250,000. You and Johnny come in and you say, I love this house. I'll give you $260,000.
But you're supposed to bargain when you're buying a house. You're not supposed to bargain over peanut butter.
You can argue with Instacart. You can say no.
It doesn't make it right. You're trying to make something right that is sneaky and fraudulent.
Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello there. Well, you got close to the argument that I'm going to present. You go to the store, one person buys that jar of peanut butter, and the next one behind them picks up the same peanut butter. Do they ask you where you live? No. The price is the price, and the store cannot do that and cannot change prices.
I think it's illegal.
With that on what they're doing, if they are pricing it at, and that's the published price for it, that's the published price, and they can't change it because. So there's something real sneaky in there that's got to be looked at.
Okay. All right, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Sneaky.
Patty in Overland Park. Hello, Patty.
Hi, guys. I don't think it's sneaky at all. Let me tell you what happened to me. A couple years ago, I went to the Walmart on 159th and Metcalf.
Okay.
And I went to buy a small TV for my son's room. It was like a 19-22-inch, something like that. A small TV for his room. I went in. It was one price. It was sold out. So I went over to the Walmart on State Line Road, Casey Moe.
Yep.
And it was almost $20 more. Same TV. And I said, wait a minute, the price is wrong here. And he said, where'd you come from? I said, 159 Metcalf. He said, no, this is the price. I said, no, you're Walmart to Walmart. And he said, you're in a high theft area and the prices are higher.
I was just going to say, Patty, the prices on the State Line Walmart are high because it's the crazy store. I'm sorry. I used to live over there and there were always police officers in the front area of that store.
Yes. And everything's behind glass shelves now. And they did price match it, but he said, this is very common. And then he even looked at me and he said, have you checked the Tylenol prices? And they legitimately were about $2 more a bottle than they are on 159th and Metcalf.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Patty, appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We'll grab one more and then we'll move on. Dan in KCK. Dan, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Just talking about price changing here and there. When I was in the printing trade, like jewelry brochures for this jewelry company, and we had printed them for a lot of cities in the United States, and every city we printed for, we'd change the plate and the price would change. It would change as much as $5,000 from the East Coast to the West Coast, depending on where you was at.
Why? Because people on the East Coast and West Coast could afford more?
Obviously, or the price, cost of living or whatever was higher, but that's exactly what it was. A piece of jewelry in Kansas City, for instance, would be, say, $1,000. Okay. The exact same piece we'd take off a printing plate, they call them. The type would be different. The exact same piece in L.A. would be $4,000.
Sure.
That's how much it changed.
And that makes sense to me. City to city, the prices are going to be different.
Those are different stores.
Of course.
The product may be the same, but the price is going to be different.
A California Walmart's smart TV is going to be more expensive than a Kansas City Walmart smart TV.
Just like a house in you three-bedroom, one-bath house. You could build the identical house in Los Angeles, as opposed to Liberty, it's obviously going to be much more expensive in Los Angeles.
I mean, you can even make it more local than that. Go Liberty to Blue Valley.
Yeah, fair point. From NBC News, hours after the University of Michigan fired Sharon Moore as head football coach, alleging he had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, he was in jail, arrested.
Yesterday it was just inappropriate relationship. What happened?
Let's just say that Sharon Moore had a really bad Wednesday. Earlier in the day, athletics director Ward Manuel announced in a statement that Moore, quote, has been terminated with cause effective immediately. Shortly thereafter, ESPN reported that Moore had been arrested. Following an inquiry about the report, Pittsfield Township Police sent a news release about an assault investigation. Let's see what he did. Okay, this story doesn't go into detail about what
he did. Something to do with a knife.
By the way, the Wolverines went 9-3 this season. They had a decent season. They're scheduled to play in the Citrus Bowl against Texas. They are going to play. He will not be there.
Wouldn't be their first bowl game without a coach.
True, Jim Harbaugh. Joe Buck.
Can I just add one more thing?
Sure.
An OnlyFans model today claimed that he slid into her DMs And it's also been revealed he attended one of Diddy's parties.
I'm confused.
He
is the OnlyFans model?
No, he went after an OnlyFans model.
He bought the subscription, liked what he saw, and wanted more.
Got it.
Yeah.
And also apparently hung out with Diddy. By the way, if you haven't seen it, and it's a cautious run, do not water.
Is it worth it?
I refuse.
Because the content is rough. It's obviously rough. What we know about Diddy, you should know going into it, it's not going to be warm and fuzzies for 4 hours.
But before you continue, what have I always said about a documentary?
It can be skewed to deliver the message the documentarian wants. There's no question about it.
The producer of this documentary is 50 Cent.
Who absolutely hates Sean Diddy Combs.
Doesn't mean it's not true.
No, but what it means is you're not going to get the truth.
There's more truth in this documentary than any of the previous documentaries I've seen.
How do you know?
Because a lot of it's based on court transcripts, isn't it?
No, a lot of it's based on footage of Diddy.
Oh.
50 Cent is not going to approach this documentary with any intent to paint even the closest thing to a complimentary picture of Diddy.
I will just tell you that Diddy, as self-centered as he is, we all know that to be true, hired a documentary film crew to follow him through the entire legal proceedings of his most recent case where he was found guilty and is now behind bars. He did not proceed to pay that film crew. Somebody else did. His name is 50 Cent. Well, that's how I'm thinking he got the footage. He's not disclosed how he got the footage. It's literal footage of Diddy. He's not telling the story of Diddy. He's letting you see what Diddy was saying and doing while under trial for what he was being accused
and
of.
And why would you say this is something that is interesting? Just because it's worse than we thought?
I have watched the last three documentaries about it, and there's a couple of recurring characters. I mean, you know, you can't change who was with him his entire life. So there's a number of interviews in this new documentary that appeared in previous documentaries because they were Diddy's best friend for 50 years. So some of that stuff is the same information, but what 50 was able to get his hands on, it's wild.
What do you mean wild?
Give
me a cleaned up version.
There's long been confusion about how Biggie and Tupac died.
Okay.
Is he claiming that Diddy had something to do with Tupac's
death?
It's
never directly addressed, but...
But it's...
There's... I'll just let you watch it because I don't want to make any allegations. And, you know, he can still file a lawsuit if he wants to.
Okay.
I'll just
I'm going to take a pass. We watched The Revenant.
I think I'm going to pass
We watched
well.
The Revenant again last night. Leonardo DiCaprio and the bear.
The bear, yeah.
The mauling bear. Mm-hmm. Did you know that is based on a true story? That in The Revenant, his name is Hugh Glass. Google Hugh Glass. He got mauled by a bear.
I heard there was more than a mauling that occurred.
Oh, God, it is violent.
News coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.